Good morning. Heather, would you mind coming up here? I promise I won't embarrass you much or for long. So before we get started, I wanted to recognize someone who contributes a lot to our traditional worship every Sunday morning. As most of you probably know, this is Heather's last Sunday with us. Since May of 2021, Heather's been enriching us with her talents, sharing her talents on the piano and on this molar organ behind me, and we really appreciate that. And your Settle family wants to give you a token of our appreciation, and we're wishing you the best and praying blessings upon you and your family in this next chapter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather. See, I promised I wouldn't embarrass you much or for long. So welcome. I'm Bill Melanie, your liturgist this morning. It's so nice to see everyone here in the sanctuary. It's like a heat wave compared to the last few Sundays. It's still wet, but it's not hard and frozen, so that's a plus. If you can't be with us and you're joining us via Facebook, thanks for sharing this time with us. And like I always say, drop something in the chat. Let us know where you are and how you're doing. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome and let you know that we'd love to have you every Sunday. And if you're looking for a church home, we think it would be great if you'd consider Settle Memorial United Methodist Church. On the back of your bulletin, you'll notice a QR code. So if you want to scan that with your phone, not during Pastor Mark's sermon, but if you want to learn more about us, you'll find all about us in that by scanning that QR code. And if you choose to share something about yourself, well, it'll be a little gift in your email next week. So humor me a second. How many people read the comics either online or in the newspaper? Yeah, we got a few. As my granddaughter would say, what's a newspaper? So I don't know if you've noticed, but some of the comics will have a little bit of philosophy and sometimes some theology in them. I think one of the greatest theologians of the comic strips has been Linus Van Pelt of Peanuts, who will drop scripture into the comics when the circumstances warrant. But also BC, I don't know if you've ever paid attention or read BC. And of course, by the title, it's actually about cavemen and cavewomen. But they frequently drop nuggets in there. And they have a recurring gag every so often, every couple weeks. One of the characters named Peter, and I don't think that's a coincidence from the creator of the strip. Peter will be sitting on a rock next to the ocean, and behind him there'll be tablets. They say tablets on them. This is a stone age, so I assume they're stone tablets. So how this next part works, I don't know. It's a comic strip, okay? Peter will take one of those tablets, and he'll write a question on it, or it might be a comment. He'll toss it into the ocean, and you'll see it floating across to this distant unseen land. Time will pass, which is kind of shown by a moon. He's still sitting there. And then you see the tablet coming back. And you can see he excitedly goes down and grabs that tablet. Well, a couple weeks ago, in the first of Pastor Mark's Change series, in the comics, here's what Peter wrote on that tablet. What gift would you give to your enemies if you could? And I've got the comic here. Anybody wants a copy, give me your email and I'll email it to you. But what gift would you give to your enemies if you could? Of course, my mind's going on a plague of locusts, fleas. Well, the people on the far shore had a one-word answer. What gift would you give to your enemies if you could? Peace. Peace. So I felt kind of bad with what I was thinking. And so I got to thinking, you know, it's just not human nature. But Jesus has given us a lot of counterintuitive instructions on what we should do in dealing with the enemy, our enemies, those who persecute us. And whether that's an enemy of the nation or whether that's someone who we just don't get along with in our work or school, neighborhood, dare I say church, Jesus has given us some instructions. So I felt kind of bad that I'd failed that test mentally. But just think of the Sermon on the Mount. He gave us several, like, right in a row there, okay? He told us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. We're supposed to pray for them. What else did he say? He said, if they strike you on the right cheek, turn and offer the other cheek. I'm going, no, you're supposed to hit them back harder, right? No. If anyone wants to sue you and wants you to take your shirt off your back, give them your coat, too. If they want to force you to go 1 mile, go two. Go the extra mile. So then it hit me again. This was the same Sunday as Pastor Mark's first sermon in the Change series, and that was walking in faith. And he was talking about Joshua, and Moses had died, and it took faith to follow God's instructions to get to the promised land. Who's going to be the first to step into the river? And so it kind of hit me. It takes faith to follow these things that Jesus has asked us to do and for us to change for the better. So as we prepare for Pastor Mark's sermon today on the prayer that changes us, I want us to kind of shut our minds down and open our hearts, and let's bow in prayer. Father, make us rich in faith. Let our faith spill out from our hearts into all we do and all we say and all we are. Let it feed and clothe. Let it comfort and set free. Let it reconcile and make new. Let it change not only us, but also others. Father, you are faithful. May we be faithful. Amen.
Good morning. I would just like to echo Bill's words and thank Heather for her service to this church and the music ministry, and also let you know that she has a jazzy little piece coming up later with the choir anthem that we hope that you will enjoy. Please stand for our first hymn, Standing on the Promises. This is on page 374 of your hymnal, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3.
Through eternal ages, let his praises ring.
Please remain standing as we recite this historic confession of the Christian faith, the Apostles' Creed. If you still have your hymnals out, it's 881, or you can follow on the screens. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried.
Seated, unless you're one of the children. If the children would please come down and join Mrs. Amy down front here.
Good morning. We are so glad that you're worshiping with us today. For those that do not know me, my name is Amy Keith, and I'm the children's minister here at Settle. How many of you have ever heard a knock-knock joke? Well, guess what? I have some for you today. Here we go. You all know what to do. You have to answer back, right? Knock, knock. Boo. Why are you crying? Knock, knock. Tank. You're very welcome. Knock, knock. Canoe. Canoe, come out and play. One more. Knock, knock. Orange. Aren't you glad this is my last knock-knock joke? Well, knock-knock jokes are pretty fun. Do you know that when my boys were little, they liked to knock on things? Did you all do that? They liked to knock on doors, furniture, and sometimes each other. Did you know that Jesus actually talked about knock-knock, knocking in the Bible? One day, Jesus was teaching his friends, the disciples, how to pray. He said, let's say you went to a friend's house late at night. You said to your friend, I need to borrow some bread. I have a guest visiting and I have nothing to feed them. If the friend answers, I cannot help you right now. It's late and we're already in bed. Keep knocking on the door. Jesus said, if you knock so long that you wake everyone in the neighborhood, your friend will get up and give you some bread. In this story, Jesus was telling his friends and us to knock on God's door by asking for what you need, no matter what time it is. He says, everyone who asks will get what he asks for. Everyone who looks will find what he is looking for. Everyone who knocks will have the door open to him. I think sometimes it's easy to think that God doesn't hear our prayers. Sometimes it seems like he doesn't always do what we ask him to do. The truth is that he always hears our prayers. He doesn't always answer our prayers in the way that we think he should. Sometimes we have to look and listen very carefully to see the ways that God is helping us. No matter where we are or what time of day it is, he's there. Did you know that Jesus even taught his disciples a special way to talk and to knock on God's door? We call this the Lord's Prayer. So as we close today, I want you to bow your heads, and we are going to say it together. And it's okay if you don't know it, because that's how you learn it. Let us pray. And you all help me out. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. As children of God, we're also going to be saying the Lord's Prayer. We're older than them, but God still sees us as his children. This morning we have a couple of people that we asked to keep in your prayer today and throughout the week. We have the family of Tony Golson, his father Paul Golson, Mark West, Karen Clark, and just several others who we've been praying for. Let's just keep them in our prayers. As always, let's just be intentional, knowing that Christ is with us and that the sweet Holy Spirit will guide the prayer. Join me in prayer, please. Dear mighty God, we humbly come to you. Father, we want to thank you for allowing us, for giving us the privilege to come to you with anything, Father. Thank you that through prayer, we are able to connect with you. We are able to just vent. We are able to worship, to praise you. We are able to tell you how amazing you are. Thank you, Lord. Father, throughout the week, I just pray that you'll remind us, Father, that praying to you, communicating with you, it's a gift. And it's all thanks to the precious, sweet Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters this morning. We want to pray, Lord, for our brother and his family, Tony Golson. We also want to pray for Mark West. We pray for Karen Clark, Lord. Those are your children. You know exactly what they're going through, Lord. And I just pray that your sweet Holy Spirit will cover them with peace and knowing that you are with them and that all will be well. Father, we pray for Pastor Mark as he shares the word. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, and let us just listen to what you want us to hear. We want to get closer to you, Father. We are here for you. You are the reason that we are here. Lord, and as a family that we are, we pray that prayer that your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Our scripture lesson today is Psalm 5. This is a Psalm of David for the flutes. You'll have to use your imagination for the flute accompaniment. I think the King David version calls this a trust in God for deliverance from enemies. I'm actually reading from the New Revised Standard Version, Psalm 5. Listen to my words, O Lord. Attend to my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil will not sojourn with you. The boastful will not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in awe of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me, for there is no truth in their mouths. Their hearts are destruction. Their throats are open graves. They flatter with their tongues. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, so that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover them with favor as with a shield. May the Lord add his richest blessing to the reading and the understanding of this, the word of God, for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Bill, thank you very much. Well, I cannot believe that we find ourselves on the last Sunday in January. It just seems like we were celebrating Christmas just a day or two ago. But yes, we are here at the end of January, and here in just a couple weeks, I am really excited. We're going to be starting the season of Lent together, which is a time of preparation, a time for us to prepare ourselves for the celebration of Easter. And I wanted to just share with you just a couple things that'll be upcoming in that as we get started. On February the 14th, that is Ash Wednesday. Believe it or not, that is also Valentine's Day of all days. But we will be having a service that day and some other events that will go on throughout that day that will give us an opportunity to reflect upon the significance of Lent beginning in our lives. That following Wednesday on the 21st, we will bring back our Wednesday night program, and we will have a couple options, adult options, that will be designed to help you, once again, prepare yourself for this celebration of Easter. And if you haven't tried Wednesday night out before, I hope maybe you'll give it a shot. I think you will enjoy that. There'll be a great time of fellowship, great time of study as well. I'm excited about the options that we'll have coming up. So keep those things in mind. We celebrate ministry that we do together, but we also celebrate opportunities to get to know our God better together as well. So with that said, let's invite our ushers to come forward as we take up our morning tithes and his offerings.
Come on, guys.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for pouring your blessings out upon us without reservation. Strengthen our faith so that we give what's right and not what's left. Strengthen our faith that we may see these gifts grow and grow the kingdom of heaven here on earth. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for that. And Heather, thank you so much for your ministry. And we will continue to keep you and your family in our prayers in the days to come. We want to read a passage of scripture as we begin from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 6 through 15. And this is Jesus speaking to us. And this is what he says. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And may God add his richest blessings to the reading of his word for each of us this day. Amen. Now, for the last several weeks that we have spent together, we have been talking about how God wants to change us in the new year. And if you remember, we have talked about setting goals, faith goals, that would challenge us to grow spiritually. Then we talked about not conforming to the world, but to be transformed by God's love. We've also talked about how important it is for us to find ourselves in God's Word, to study it, to find direction that it gives us for life. So this week, our last week in this sermon series of changing from the inside out, I want us to talk a little bit about that prayer that changes us. And so this morning, we are going to take a look once again at the Lord's Prayer and how it can be a model for our lives when it comes to prayer and when it comes to change. Now, throughout the Bible, you see people making time to be with God. Now, folks will call it morning devotion, quiet time, daily devotions. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's basically setting aside 5, 10, 15 minutes alone with God to get set for the day that is before you and all the challenges that may come your way. And throughout the Bible, we see many individuals who do just that. Jacob, Samuel, David, Jesus, all spent time praying with God. Psalm 5 that Bill read earlier, if we go back to verse 3, says this: Lord, every morning you hear my voice. I tell you what I need, and I wait for an answer. David is speaking here about this quiet time that he would have with God each day. You see, I believe that God is wanting each of us to spend some daily quiet time with Him if we are not already doing so. I know personally that taking a few moments each day will make a huge difference in how that day plays out in our lives. So to get a feel about what I'm talking about here this morning when it comes to spending time with God, I want to give each of us a few examples of what this time could look like. Part of spending time with God consists of reading God's Word. We've mentioned that. And you don't have to read a lot, folks. I love the amount daily that we get to read from our church-wide Bible study. Some of you here today may say, well, I don't really like to read. Well, I'm not talking about an hour here. You can also get an app, a Bible app on your phone that gives you a verse or two to think about each day. Another part of this time that we need to spend with God is, again, to be quiet. Now, folks, I don't know if you have noticed, but we are so addicted to noise. And I know God wants to say some things to us. I believe that. But He has to compete with all the other stuff that's going on around us. Now, I know it is very uncomfortable to be silent at times. I struggle with that. But some of the most important things that God has told me over the years of my life have been when I was silent before Him and were to let Him speak. You see, when you spend time quietly before God, meditating on His Word, you're going to connect with Him, and it's going to recharge your emotional battery. And time with God also consists of talking with God. And then, of course, that's what prayer is all about. Now, notice I didn't say talk to God. I said talk with God. And folks, that is a big difference. Because prayer is a conversation that we can have with the Almighty. For the past week, I have been prayer walking around this room. I have walked in and out of the aisles, in and out of the pews. And while I am walking here in this room, I've been talking with God. And I have talked about my family. And I've prayed for my family. I've talked about this church. I've prayed for our ministry here at Settle. And I've talked about all of you. And I have tried to pray for you specifically by name in my time with God. You see, this prayer time in this room has become a conversation that I've had with God. God does as much talking as I do. A lot of times, I'm just quiet. Now, some of us here today are really wordy, and that's okay. Be wordy with God. Some of us may not be as good with words. That's okay, too. God doesn't care about that. What he's wanting to know is what's on your heart. What do you really feel? Who's got your attention today? So you just talk with God. You see, I believe that spending time with God is as important as taking your next breath. Now, the Lord's Prayer, I believe, can be a model for life. Now, I know we say it each Sunday together. And hopefully it doesn't become just a habit of what we do each Sunday morning. Hopefully it doesn't become something that we just do. Folks, the Lord's Prayer, it's a model for us. And not just for our prayer life, but how we can change. The Lord's Prayer deals with your entire life, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, relationally. I want to challenge you to have some alone time with God tomorrow, this week. I don't care where you do it. I don't care how long you do it. But I'm going to suggest to you to try this model. Try out the Lord's Prayer in your quiet time, spiritual time. Now, the first thing that you do in time alone with God is you begin with connecting with Him. That's what God wants more than anything from us. He wants us to connect with Him. And that's the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so quiet time starts with God by focusing on Him. If you're keeping notes this morning on your worship outline, let's fill this in. First, remember how much God loves you. You see, folks, in your quiet time, you don't first think about all your problems that you have, all your struggles, all the things that you've got to do, your sins, your worries, your problems. No, I encourage you to think about how much God loves you. I encourage you to connect with Him first. Now, what kind of Father is God? Well, He's loving and He's compassionate. He's capable. He's a caring Father. God is love. God will never love you any more or less than He does right now. And so when we say, "Hallowed be your name," we can stop and say, "I just need to know more of you, God. I need to connect with you because I want to know how much you love me." You see, the more you get connected to God, the less fear, the less anxiety, the less anger, the less bitterness that you're going to have in your life. And I want you, part of my prayer for you in the coming year is for you to experience how much God really loves you. The second step in using the Lord's Prayer as a model for quiet time is surrendering to God. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Fill this in. You offer your life to be used by God. That's number two. You offer your life to be used by God. Now, folks, I have noticed that a lot of my plans in life over the years, they have failed greatly at times. But I've also noticed that God's plans for my life never fail. You know, we're always trying to put the cart before the horse, aren't we? You know, God, here's my plans. God, this is what I want to do. Now you bless them. Folks, when we say, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, we are saying, God, I'm on your side. God, I'm going to follow your plan. God, I'm offering myself to you to be used by you. Folks, when we're on God's side, I believe we can face anything because God will then become our defender. Now you go to the third phrase. We need to trust in God to provide. Give us this day our daily bread. Folks, when you understand this, and when you experience this phrase, your stress level in life is going to go way down. Now, obviously, we're talking about more than just food here. He's talking about whatever you're going to need to survive this day. Fill this in. Expect God to meet your needs. We need to expect God that he's going to meet our needs in life. You see, I believe that God loves it when we trust in him. That's what he wants more than anything. And so when you say, Lord, I've got so many things on my plate. It's not possible for me to get them all done today. Or help me, God, to know what's important right now or what is not. God, help me to focus on what matters most. Or God, I'm going to need your strength to get done what I need to do today. God loves it when we trust in him. And notice that he doesn't say here, give us this day our monthly needs. No, he says, give us this day our daily bread or our daily needs. God wants us to learn to depend upon him 24 hours at a time. And so he's going to teach you to trust in him one day at a time. He's going to give you enough grace to get through each single day. Next, in our model, we experience forgiveness. And I don't know about you, but I need it. And that's the one that you're going to need in all the relationships that you have in your life. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Fill this one in. Receive God's forgiveness and give it away. That's what we need to be about. We need to forgive. We need to get this forgiveness, receive this forgiveness that God wants to bestow upon us, and then we need to give it away to others. Folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but we live in a very broken world. And all of us here today have a problem with selfishness, and we hurt each other. Sometimes we hurt each other intentionally. Sometimes we do it unintentionally. And when I hurt you, that causes guilt. And when you hurt me, that causes resentment. And those things need forgiveness. And the prayer of forgiveness is the only way for us to get rid of that emotional baggage that we're carrying around. You see, God doesn't want you to feel guilty. God doesn't want you to feel resentful. He wants you to ask for forgiveness and to accept the forgiveness that he has to offer. And he wants you then to give that forgiveness away to others. And folks, you've got to do that daily. Why? Because every day, new hurt comes up. So in my quiet time, I say, Lord, is there anybody I need to settle something with relationally right now? Next, you come to protection. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. fill this in. We need to ask God for strength. We need it, folks. Ask God for strength. Now, what am I doing here? Well, I'm asking God in my quiet time for help in the areas that I know of life that I'm really struggling in. Temptation comes on a daily basis. The evil one is tempting you and me to do something that will lead us away another direction from God. And God's strength, however, is available to each of us. But the problem is, a lot of us, we try to do it alone, all by ourselves. Lone Ranger impression. And while you can survive at that for a while, folks, eventually it's going to catch up to you and you're going to blow out. Temptations come and we find ourselves weak in spirit and in strength. And the next thing you know, you're in a mess. But when Jesus dwells inside of us, there is power that can help us overcome all things that tempt us. May we ask God for strength. And then the final step that we see in the Lord's Prayer when it comes to a model for quiet time is a time of victory. And folks, I love this because see, you end your quiet time with the positive. We win in the end. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And folks, what that says here is that no matter what happens today, no matter how many problems I face, no matter how I mess it up, the end of my life is assured. The end of your life is assured. And folks, that's good news. Here's the last thing to fill in. Thank God for the victory. Thank God for the victory that we have in Jesus. You see, I like to think about the fact that one day, there's going to be no more pain in my life. There's going to be no more suffering, no more insecurity, no more loneliness or sadness, no more jealousy or anger or conflict, sorrow, no more broken bodies in the world. No, one day, God, you're going to solve it all. And God, no matter what I go through today, you'll never stop loving me. And with that knowledge, I can handle anything today. Folks, over the past month that we've spent together in worship, we have talked about what we can do to make some changes in our lives in the new year and be the people and the church that God wants us to be. And I hope you're challenged in that. I know I've been challenged. We need to set faith goals. We need to study the Word of God. And we need to pray. The bottom line is, are you passionate about a new you in Jesus? That's really what this comes down to, folks, in the new year. Are you passionate about a new you in Jesus? Do you want to grow physically, spiritually, intellectually, relationally? Well, if you do, you can use the Lord's Prayer as a guide to do that. You see, I want this year to be different. And I know you want that too. And it can be different as we seek the guidance of the one who loves us the most. Develop that relationship. Study His Word. Spend some quiet time with the Almighty. And change from the inside out. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this past journey that we have been on this month. We thank you again for the new year that is before us. We thank you, Lord, for all the changes, for all the work that you will do in our lives in the days to come. We thank you, Lord, so much for the Lord's Prayer that we have talked about and studied here today. It is a model for life. It's a model for change. It's a model for us to use in our quiet time with you. And I pray, Lord, that in the days to come, all of us here would seek that. Seek that quiet time with you. Because if we spend those moments with you, Lord, our lives will become better. And we will become more fruitful. And we will be able to be the people that you need us to be in this broken world. So God, use us, bless us, and help us be those people who make changes. Changes in our lives, changes in this community and in this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me say, this past month, we have talked about change in our lives and what we can be about in the coming days. In the month of February, we're going to be talking about how we are called in life, called by God to do different things in our lives. And so I'm going to challenge you again. I hope you'll make every effort to be here on Sunday morning in the month of February. We'll pray for good weather, but we'll also pray to be open to God's Spirit. I think he's calling each of us to be about certain things. And we want to focus on that next and see where God leads. So as we consider calling, as we consider change, know that the communion rail is open for you to pray here today, to come forward, to be led by the Holy Spirit, and see what God wants to do in your life. Let's join together in singing our closing hymn as Rebecca leads us.
Our last hymn is on page 714. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Please stand and join me in "I Know Whom I Have Believed."
wonderful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Now hear this benediction. May God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus the Son fill you with his love and hope as we serve him this week. Go in God's peace.